Mr. President, dear friends, it is for me a great pleasure to receive this condecoration that the President has just offered me. As you know very well, my love to your country and my friendship to the President today has been there for a long, long period of time. My personal visit to your country come from many years ago, when you were at that time fighting to be part of the European Union and the Euro-Atlantic institutions. My friendship with the President comes from many, many years back. As you know, your President is a fluent speaker of my native language, and we have spent many, many hours talking about your country, talking about the region, talking about the world. I also found on him a good friend, a loyal friend, and a good advisor. And I think you have been very lucky, your country, to have during several years, many years, your President as Prime Minister, and you are very lucky to have him today as President of your country. I like to say that your country, Slovenia, has been the first country of the Western Balkans that joined the Euro-Atlantic institution. That has been a great success, and great success that is due to the people of the country, to the leaders of the country. We are very pleased in the manner that you have complied with your commitments to be part of the European Union. I would like to say that to be part of the European Union, it is a privilege. It is sometimes a burden because you have to live together with others. But at the same time, your country, who has been the first of the region to enter the European Union, it seems to me that has a special obligation. Obligation of example, obligation of how to do things properly, obligations of how to help that other countries which are still are not members of the European Union that belong to the same group of nations will be part of the European and the Euro-Atlantic institutions. I'm sure that you are going to do that, you are doing that already, and with the leadership of the President, Prime Minister, the government, I'm sure that you will continue moving in that direction. You know very well that you always have somebody as a good friend, myself, and you can count on me to help you, to continue helping your country. And I am asking again at this very moment, an emotional, moving moment for me, to tell you that you have responsibilities vis-à-vis the other countries of the region, which still have not been, or they are not yet members of the Euro-Atlantic institution. And I am very sure that the way you are going to behave, the way you are behaving, will mark a way for the others also to behave. That is, to my mind, the most important message that I want to leave to you today. Thank you very much. All the best to the citizens of the country. I promise you, and I promise Mr. President, that I will come for a longer period of time. This country is so beautiful and attracted to me so much from the first time I was here that you can be sure that I will spend, if I can, with my family, that you don't see very often, but I would like, if possible, to have it here, to enjoy it a few days, probably a few weeks, with you and with the people of your country. Thank you very, very much. I feel very, very moved by this condecoration you offer me, and I wish you all the best to you, Mr. President, and to the people in the country of the country. Thank you very, very much once again.
Spoštovani gospod predsednik, spoštovani prijatelj, v veliko čast mi je sprejeti nocoj to odlikovanje. Mislim, da že dolgo let poznate mojo ljubezen do Slovenije in moje prijateljstvo s predsednikom Drnovškom. Pred leti sva se prvič srečala, ko je bila Slovenija še na poti v Evropsko unijo v euroatlantske integracije in najno prijateljstvo s predsednikom izhaja izpred mnogih let, ko sva ugotovila, da oba skupaj govoriva španski jezik in sva veliko ur presedela skupaj v pogovorih o najrazličnejših temah, ki zadevajo naš svet. V ves ta čas sem se lahko prepričal, da je dr. Drnovšek dober prijatelj, dober svetovalec zame in mislim, da je Slovenija lahko ponosna in srečna, da je imela tako dobrega predsednika vlade in sedaj predsednika. Slovenija je prva izmed držav Zahodnega Balkana, ki se je pridružila euroatlantskim integracijam. Mislim, da je to velik uspeh in zaslugi za to gredo predvsem slovenskemu narodu in njenim voditeljem. Zelo sem počaščen in seveda mi je veliko veselje, da je Slovenija danes že članica Evropske unije. In biti član Evropske unije je tako privilegij kot tudi nekakšno breme, kajti treba je delati skupaj z drugimi, sklepati kompromise, ampak kot rečeno Slovenija je prva iz te regije, ki je postala članica Evropske unije in zato ima tudi posebno obveznost do drugih držav. Posebno obveznost v tem, da mora delovati kot zgled, da mora pomagati drugim državam iz te regije, da bodo čim prej stopili na pot v članstvo v Evropsko unijo in druge euroatlantske integracije. To že uspešno počnete, prepričan sem, da boste to še uspešno počeli naprej. Ob koncu bi se vam rad najlepše zahvalil, zaželel predsedniku vse dobro, se zahvalil za pomoč vaše države, prepričan sem, da bom vaše državi lahko v prihodnje še pomagal. Še enkrat pa naj povem, da je predvsem pomembno to, da Slovenija zdaj deluje kot zgled drugim državam in da njim iz te regije pomaga pri čim prejšnjem vstopanju v Evropsko unijo. Prepričan sem, da boste s tem, kar ste počeli, s tem, kar počnete in s tem, kar še boste počeli, pomemben zgled tem drugim državam. Hvala lepa, vse dobro Sloveniji, obljubljam, da bom sem prišel še v prihodnje za daljše obdobje in Slovenijo že ob samem začetku tako vzljubil, da upam, da bom lahko kmalu sem prišel s celo družino in to za dlje časa kot samo za kakšen dan ali dva. Hvala lepa.